I guess I would like to start with asking you how you became interested in Dorothy Day and what moved both of you to the Catholic Worker Movement. Joe, Nina, whoever wants to start.
I first became interested in the Catholic Worker when I was in my last year of high school. I lived in Brooklyn, and a number of my friends at that time during the Depression were communists and socialists, and they were deeply involved in the troubles of the times, unemployment and unions. And they were very vocal and articulate about all these things and concerned. And here I am, a Catholic, and I had no answers to these things. In my church at that time, as far as I knew, I wasn't hearing anything. And so I actually became interested in the church because of things that they were saying. I wanted to find out what my church believed. And I met somebody in New York who gave me a copy of the Catholic Worker. And it seemed to be the thing that was an answer to these fellows. And so I went down to the Catholic Worker at 15th Street. That's where it first started, on the east side of New York. And I went to a lecture. And then I went home. And that was about my last experience until I got out of high school and got a job, very fortunately, in those times. And May 1st, which was May Day, I got an upset stomach and I asked to go home. And I don't know, you know, whether I was just trying to get out of work or what. But anyway, on the way home, I lived in Brooklyn, and I suddenly decided to get off at 14th Street, which is Union Square, because I knew the May Day parade was going on. And I wanted to see what was going on. And I met these people who were distributing the Catholic Worker. And I asked one of them if I could help. I got the copies and started to distribute the paper. And after the parade was over, they were all young people, and I went down to the Catholic Worker with them. And that was the beginning. And it just continued from there, you know. When I got into the place that... Because now, on reflection, it reminded me of a book that Francois Mauriac wrote about the life of Jesus. In his introductory passage, he mentioned that Christ was so much one of the poor that it took the kiss of Judas to point him out. And when I went down there, it was impossible to tell who was being helped and who were the leaders, you know, because everybody was dressed alike, you know. They wore discarded clothes and sat at the same tables. There were no offices. This was the editor and so on. So then I became involved. They had a young group there called the Campions, and we were involved in many activities at the time. We started to sell the papers on the street, and we went to lectures. And of course, at that time, we were picketing the German consulate. Every Thursday, I would leave my job and go down and picket the consul, and then go back to work. At that time, I hadn't joined the Worker, but I would stay down there, you know, and just go home to change my clothes. And you would sleep on the tables and practically joined in their life. And I remember one time when I was there, that night I stayed, and there was no heat or anything in the place, and we were upstairs in this room. The window was broken, and Peter Morin, who was the founder of the Catholic Worker, started to talk to me, and I had just finished undressing, and I was in my shorts, trying to get into bed, freezing, and I didn't have enough sense. I guess maybe I felt like I shouldn't interrupt him, and I sat there listening to him talking to me, 2 hours, 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. And